Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. Exclusive. I mean, Wojo was just the star of the E60. Tremendous performance. Welcome in on an idyllic Tuesday afternoon. It's almost like our basketball team's going to be serious about winning. Just kidding. We'll get to that later.
Hey.
Hi.
Anybody, anywhere, any place, anytime.
What does that mean?
Remember, that was Izzo's thing. And they're going anybody, anywhere, any place.
Yeah, and he's going to the retirement home. All right, so how do we want to begin today? Because I ain't starting with that. We don't start with NIT caliber teams.
Oh, they haven't been there? Okay.
Yeah,
they get ready to the NIT.
Hey, what's that thing in The Lion King, the circle of life?
Okay.
Yeah, we're going right back to where it started. NIT versus Florida State.
On the board?
Sure.
Okay.
F it.
All right.
We'll get to it. How do you want to start today? Because I know it ain't that.
No, it's not that, Mike. Getting close to D-Day for Deshaun Watson. And
hearing today, correct?
Yeah, hearing is today. We are also hearing the NFL kind of going the way that I thought that they would. They want to suspend him for a year, not including last year. So it would be 2 years out of football, which would just crush the Cleveland Browns. The NFLPA probably going to come back with something. Looks like it will end up, I'm assuming, you're looking at 8 games that he won't play.
I'm going to tell you something. If I'm Cleveland, I feel incredibly fortunate if they get 8 games. Because before he settled, it felt like this dude's gone for the year. Gone. Vaporized.
Yeah. You can still salvage the season. I mean, it may take a little bit of pride, but you know what? Hey, Baker, here's the deal. You're not going to be here. You don't want to be here. We really want you here. You can help yourself out. Give us the best for these next 8 games. You'll boost your stock. We can get you to a place where you want to go.
No, but David made an interesting observation about this. I want to start with this, and we'll get to the Pistons at 3. But, David, the way you said this to me, it was as if you were preaching at church. And it was all about, is Goodell going to go against the arbitrator and how there's no record of doing that? So if they truly meet in the middle, would Goodell overrule? Say it just the way you said it to me moments ago, including the insults and curse words.
Well, yeah, I've been reading a lot on this, and Monday Morning Quarterback Albert Breer had a decent amount of information in his article yesterday, knowing what Tuesday was. So the NFLPA is going to argue that the discipline should be lighter because of what they did with Daniel Snyder, Robert Kraft, and Jerry Jones, arguing that those sanctions were either light or non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes with that now is the arbiter Sue L. Robinson. This is the first time they've used her as an arbiter since the 2020 CBA. So the very first time can't be a time where then Goodell goes against what the arbiter is saying. So if their argument is what the NFLPA is going to argue, if that argument works for the arbiter and she gives him 8 to 10 games, but Goodell wants a year in appeal, it looks bad if he goes against the arbiter. What's the point of the arbiter that was argued in CBA negotiations if you're not going to go with the arbiter?
Especially if it's the first time that you brought this arbiter in.
Yes.
You're basically saying either you agree with me.
Yes.
Or I'm just going to neuter you right here.
So here's my question. And again, David, it was a really nice job by you because it's something I admit I didn't think about that element of it. Guilty. Here's my question to you, the people. If Deshaun Watson gets 8 games, what's your reaction? Are you accepting of that? I mean, there were 24 accusations, and I don't want to get into a power ranking of sexual predators. And you are innocent until proven guilty, but bottom line it, no, I'm being serious.
No, like, I know you are, but it's, we live in a society now where that's actually a thing.
Right.
A power ranking.
Is there a difference between 14 and 24? I don't know, but this show's not debating it. So I will tell you, I was ready for him to be gone for the year. I think, Rico, you put it best when you said this man has a problem. That even if he's not, quote, guilty, there is a problem here. Mm-hmm. There is a predatory aspect to his mindset, and there's something not right. And look, this isn't February or March. We're sitting here and we're dealing a full deck of cards. We have what we deem to be the things we need. If he plays 8 games, I got to tell you, I don't know that I feel great about that, knowing what I know. I want to know what people think. And I get it. He doesn't play for the Lions. I understand our provinciality and how things work here. But Deshaun Watson is a top 5 QB. He is a superstar. Many of you agreed with me back in February and even early March. I did say, yes, guilty as charged. I would vet it out. I would make an attempt at this. Now, clearly, more has come out, or clearly, hey, Browns made a deal that the Lions would never make. All of those things are true. But I have to tell you, 8 games, if that happens, I don't know that I'm good with that. Based on 24 accusations, 20 settlements, and again, settling doesn't mean guilty,
no.
But he still has 4 accusers who want to see this thing through. And I would be super leery if I'm Cleveland.
I'd go 8 games, but under the stipulation I've told you, I still think he has a problem. Deshaun, if another allegation comes out post when all of this started, if one comes, yeah, I just saw him 3 weeks ago. Yeah, at that point, I can't help you anymore.
Right, but but this is why I thought the year would be, I want to be careful with my words here, almost a cooling off period where we're going to deal with what's in front of us. If there is initial fallout, we still have time.
Right.
And it's just, I will be shocked if they give him 8 games and then you don't, the way it's gone, you don't get to 24.
Without 25.
And
my thing is, if 25 is still, I would give a date, like Deshaun, right here, right now. You better come clean. This is the date.
Is there anything else you want to
tell
us?
Is there anything that happened since this date?
248-539-9797. And I know this is simple, but I think it's the best way to approach this. If Deshaun Watson makes his season debut, week 9 of the NFL, what is your reaction to that? And don't tell me you don't have one, because that's unacceptable. This is one of the best quarterbacks in football with one of the most troubling series of accusations you'll ever have. Don't tell me you don't have a reaction to it. You either think it's okay and he's paid his price, innocent till proven guilty, or you don't. Right. I don't think there's a middle ground. And you know, hey, guys, if you want to bag on me because you're like, oh, do you still want to trade for him? No, my answer is no. I don't. I don't because of the $230 million and the 3 first-round picks to go with 24 accusations. When we were talking about this, there was a handful. There was a roadmap. You settle. You move forward. You don't have to be excited about this guy. You don't have to be proud of this guy. You have to hate losing more than you hate this man's behavior. But where we are now, I don't even think it's a relevant conversation. The Browns, their ass is in the jackpot. They've given up the 3 picks. They've given up the $230 million. I don't feel great about him playing this year if they rule 8 games.
I don't feel great about him playing again, Mike. But you know what? If the Browns all of a sudden decided they just want to get rid of him at a discounted price, I'll talk.
I'm not even going there.
At a discounted price. Like, okay, you give up that Rams pick. Yeah, I'd do it.
248-539-9797. David, if he gets the 8 games, what is the reaction?
It's very light. in my opinion. That would be extremely light.
What did Roethlisberger get for two accusations?
I thought he got four games.
Six games, didn't he?
Thought it was four. But
and remember, Roethlisberger went to court and then, I believe, settled.
And that's the thing here, because another key point in this is the end of the week is the date of the pretrial discovery ending for the four cases that still remain. Now, a lot of people see that and say, well, then that means it's over. No, it's not, because that's just those four. There's still a deadline for cases to be filed, which I believe is March of 2023. So the NFL, in a way, they need to be indefinite with the suspension so they can set themselves up to say, if more comes out, then we can adjust.
I got to tell you something. Both you and Rico, I can't argue it. I can't say it any better. There's a tripwire here, and you just don't. And again, guys, I believe you are innocent until proven guilty, and I also believe in second chances. But this is something where, no, it's not better if you're only accused by a couple of human beings. But when you get to the point that you've been accused by 24, it takes away an ability for me to say, well, there just won't be a 25 or 30. And when you know factually that he used 66 different female masseuses over a 2-year period, I am very leery.
I do believe in innocent until proven guilty. I also believe in where there is smoke, there's oftentimes fire. And if you dig deep enough, you'll see what's going on. This is just a habitual pattern.
And I also throw in today's piece that has been reported on by every outlet, including ESPN. The Texans openly, willfully being ignorant of his behavior, turning a blind eye to his behavior, having a team employee assist, even in minimal ways, to empower his behavior. I got to tell you something. That also makes me say, okay, wait, we're dealing with years of this behavior.
Which also tells me, maybe if you're Cleveland, you feel a little better. Yes, you gave away your three picks, but nobody will ever use them. Because if I'm Goodell,
think the league's going to come after the
picks. If I'm Goodell, no. Texans, you don't get to profit from this. You're just as culpable of this? No. Oof. These picks will go vacated.
Oh, boy.
And that brings their punishment into it.
Oh, right. Boy. Absolutely. Like, okay, I can't go back in time, but I will say this. You don't profit off of this trade. Those picks, empty. There'll only be 31 picks.
Let's react to this. And Rico did mention that you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. That'll be 3 o'clock. I'm very upset at what the Pistons offseason is turning into.
Yeah, I like this light topic before Mike starts yelling at me.
This is not light.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What are you going to do? What's your favorite pickle? I'm not doing it. We got things to do.
What if you dip it in mustard?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.